Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your weekly update on the latest developments shaping our industry. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
That's right, Emma, and what a week it's been for digital innovation in aerospace manufacturing. I see you've got some exciting news from MAPAL Group.
Absolutely, Daniel. MAPAL is taking a big step forward with their digital services. Let me explain what they're doing. Starting in January 2025, they'll be incorporating their subsidiary Seacom GmbH into their main company structure.
Wait, so Seacom has been around since 2017, right?
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that Seacom has been working closely with MAPAL from the start. They've been creating these digital solutions to help with tool and machining processes.
Right, and I remember hearing about their cloud platform. You said it helps with transparency in machining processes.
That's right. Their open cloud platform called Seacom provides transparency on stock levels, performance data, and application information. It's been a key part of MAPAL's tool management solutions.
So by bringing Seacom's operations in-house, MAPAL is basically consolidating their digital expertise.
Exactly. The CTO, Jacek Krasinski, said it's a logical step given their close collaboration. They want to combine the know-how from MAPAL's machines and services division with Seacom's digital solutions.
And what about the employees? Are they staying with the company?
Yes, that's right. All the Seacom employees will continue their work in MAPAL's machines and services division.
So what does this mean for MAPAL's customers?
Well, they're aiming to be more flexible and customer-focused. By bringing everything under one roof, they can respond more quickly to market needs.
That makes sense. It's interesting how companies in our industry are finding ways to streamline their digital operations.
Definitely. And with the Northwest being such a hub for aerospace innovation, it's exciting to see these kinds of developments.
Agreed. It just shows how important digital transformation is becoming across the whole manufacturing supply chain.
That's right. Thanks for tuning in, Daniel. And thank you for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Join us next week for more updates from the industry we all care about.
Until then, keep your engines running and your data flowing.